So here's a question nobody in a boardroom wants to answer honestly. How do you know if your AI agents are actually working or just burning money while looking busy? Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. The agentic AI hype machine has officially collided with the CFO's spreadsheet, and it is not a pretty sight. Here's what's happening. Companies everywhere, finance, IT, customer support, sales, are deploying what they're calling agentic AI, systems that don't just answer questions but actually take actions, update records, open tickets, run multi-step workflows. The dream is basically a tireless digital employee who never sleeps, never complains, and handles the soul-crushing operational work that nobody wants to do. And look, that dream is real. It's actually happening. But here's where it gets interesting. A lot of companies are discovering they built the wrong thing. They took a problem that a simple rule, like a decision tree you could sketch on a napkin, could have solved, and they handed it to a large language model, an expensive probabilistic, sometimes hallucinates the wrong thing, large language model, and now they're paying 10 to 50 times more per task than they would have with basic automation, 50 times. For worse reliability, Oracle of all companies is out here basically telling enterprises, stop calling everything an agent. Some of your agents are just routing emails. You don't need GPT-4 to route an email. The practitioners who are actually seeing ROI, and they exist, this is real. They're doing something specific. They're picking one workflow, one high friction, genuinely complex multi-step workflow, where a human currently has to juggle five different systems, interpret ambiguous inputs, and make judgment calls. Something like resolving a tier 2 IT support ticket end-to-end, or preparing a quarterly audit exception packet, or running an outbound sales sequence that requires actual research on each prospect. Those workflows, multi-agent systems shine. You get a planner agent breaking down the task, a retrieval agent pulling the right data, a tool operator agent actually making the changes in your CRM or ERP, and a reviewer agent checking the work before anything gets sent. It's like a tiny, specialized team that exists entirely in software, and the numbers, when it's done right, are not nothing. 5 to 25% productivity gains in knowledge work per OECD-reviewed studies. Some Salesforce-cited research is claiming 40% average gains in the right context. The early ROI, the operational stuff, faster cycle times, less manual work, start showing up in 3 to 6 months. The bigger strategic payoff, where agents are actually running end-to-end processes and freeing humans for genuinely higher value work, that takes 12 to 24 months. But, and this is the part that keeps getting skipped, none of that is measurable if you didn't establish a baseline before you started. What was your average ticket resolution time before the agent? What was your cost per task? Your error rate, your escalation rate? Without that, you're just telling stories, and stories don't survive budget reviews. But here's the thing. While everyone is debating whether their agents are actually agents, something quieter and more important is happening in the background. Like, the companies that are pulling ahead aren't the ones with the flashiest deployments. They're the ones who got boring about reliability. This is story number two. And I know reliability engineering for AI agents sounds like the least exciting sentence ever spoken on a podcast. Stay with me. The dirty secret of agentic AI is that it's non-deterministic, meaning you run the same task twice, you might get two different answers. That is fundamentally different from traditional software, where the same input always produces the same output. And enterprises, especially in finance, healthcare, legal, anything regulated, cannot just accept, well, it usually works. So the teams that are actually shipping production-grade agentic systems are building what amounts to a reliability layer on top of the AI. Guardrails that define what actions an agent is and isn't allowed to take. evaluation frameworks that test agents against real tasks with known correct answers before granting them autonomy. Observability tooling that logs every single step, every tool call, every prompt, every branch in the reasoning, and so when something goes wrong, you can actually debug it instead of just shrugging. And critically, explicit escalation logic. The agent needs to know when it's out of its depth, not just fail silently, not just hallucinate a confident-sounding wrong answer, actually surface a summary of what it tried, what it couldn't resolve, and hand it to a human with enough context that the human doesn't have to start from scratch. Elastic is out here proposing metrics like effective context utilization, which basically measures how efficiently an agent uses its context window relative to task success and cost. There's agent cost per completed task. There's context memory optimization score. These are not glamorous metrics. They are absolutely the metrics that separate a pilot that impressed the VP of technology from a system that actually runs in production 18 months later. The theme here is that the shift happening right now in serious AI deployments is from novelty to instrumentation, less look what it can do and more here's our eval suite, here's our shadow mode rollout, here's our cost per task trending down over 6 weeks. That is what enterprise grade looks like. And honestly, I find that more exciting than the demos because it means this stuff is actually growing up. Quick hits before we go. Google and Salesforce are both doubling down on agentic platforms for enterprise, which means the vendor landscape is about to get very crowded and very confusing very fast. Workday is specifically pushing the message that without a pre-AI baseline, your ROI claims are basically fiction, which, respect for saying the quiet part loud. And someone in a practitioner forum made the observation that the best AI agent deployment they ever saw was the one that concluded, after careful analysis, that they didn't need an AI agent, they needed a better spreadsheet. Here's what today's stories are really about. Agentic AI is not magic. It is not a strategy. It is a tool, a genuinely powerful one, that works when you scope it tightly, instrument it obsessively, and measure it honestly against what humans were doing before. The companies that treat it like a science project are going to waste a lot of money and lose faith in the technology. The ones treating it like an engineering discipline with baselines and evals and escalation logic and cost controls, those are the ones who are going to look very smart in 2 years. The question isn't whether AI agents can do the work. It's whether you've done the work to make the agents worth trusting. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.